Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged, Married, Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey, who has just bought an Apple Watch. Not sponsored, he's just bought it. He's in love with it. Said he got it because he's going to go running. Hasn't been running yet. I'm already bored of the watch.
I've had it a couple of hours. Give us a chance. I'm going to go running later, but it is very good.
We'll see.
And I've never had a turn on one before, and I had a turn on one in the shop, and I thought, all right, I'll have one of them. And it's very, very nice.
You're a geek. And it's really sad to watch.
I am. You hate me getting new stuff, don't you?
I do.
Oh.
Sorry.
Doesn't let us enjoy anything.
Should we crack on?
Unbelievable. Thank you for listening, guys. Episode 16. And obviously, before we start, a word from this week's sponsor.
My favourite bit.
This week's sponsor is food.
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 Good stuff.
Yeah. Hey, your tummy hurting? Feeling a bit empty?
Always.
You might need some food.
Eh?
Are you thirsty? You might be, but you're probably not. You're probably hungry. And when you're hungry, get you some food in you. Open your mouth, put it in, close your mouth, open your mouth, close it, like with your teeth, chew it down.
Chewing.
Swallow it. It's called food. You like it. Hey, you got no energy? You need some food.
Yeah.
Maybe not too much food because you get sleepy. But food. It's catching on. Hey, your cupboards are full of it. That's a slogan. Food. Your cupboards are full of it.
Did you just do that again?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Just in case no one heard that. Just in case. You've got to repeat a load. Like, get it, like, catchy. Do you know what I mean? Like, compare the market and that. They say it again and again.
Yeah.
Cupboards are full of it. Everyone will be saying it now. I'll be walking down the street and it'll be like, Peter K. Garlic bread. But they'll be like, hey, your cupboards are full of it. I'm like, yes, yes.
I promise you they won't. Nah, they absolutely won't. Well, you done?
First person to do that gets a fiver.
Are you done?
Yes.
Food, glorious food.
Oh, that's a better slogan. No, the slogan is food, glorious food. Thank you.
Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle.
Jingle.
We couldn't settle on a jingle.
Jingle.
So this is the jingle.
Jingle.
We hope you like the jingle.
Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back. This is episode 16. Thank you so much for returning and coming and listening again. We are very happy to have you here. This is a safe space. So yeah. You can say what you like.
Is it? We can really. We do genuinely say what we like.
Well, we do, but I mean, anyone else can. We can't hear them, but you can say what you like.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you got your headphones in and, you know, there's no one around who's going to get upset, you say what you just scream.
Exactly.
Go crazy. You know what we get? We get so many messages from people saying they don't like listening to this on the train or in public or on the bus because they keep laughing.
Like, I get that as well.
Yeah, that's the main tweet I get about this. Guys, just laugh, man. Like, just if you, guess what? If you've got headphones in, people know that you're listening to something. Do you know what I mean? I'm the same. I worry so much about what strangers think of us. And I've got, in the new show that I'm writing, the stand-up show, I've got a load, this isn't a plug, but I've got a load of bits about how I worry about other people saying, just laugh.
Yeah.
People are walking the dog. If you are, I mean, granted, we haven't said anything funny yet, we should probably crack on, but...
I mean, you haven't shut up since we started. Jesus Christ. Are you all right?
I just want everyone to be happy.
What's the matter with you?
I'm getting excited.
It's that watch, isn't it?
It is.
For God's sake.
So honestly, I'm talking really quick and I'm getting loads out because I want to get this over with as soon as possible because I've had to put the watch on airplane mode and I miss it.
Right, would you just chill out? Gosh, my hands smell like chicken.
Yeah, it's just, you can't see, guys, but just sniffing our fingers now. Mm. So before we started, hey, how do you like to warm up for a podcast, brackets, a performance of the vocal kind? I had a glass of water and a banana a little while ago. Rosie just picked a carcass, a chicken carcass, to within an inch of its life.
Yeah.
I'm looking over at our kitchen bench and I can see the chicken carcass and it looks like the bit on The Lion King where the hyenas knock about.
Oh, like with all the bones.
The elephant graveyard. It looks, it's,
but I'm sorry,
it's carnage.
The bit underneath, they're like dead man's skin.
Yeah.
Oh, it's lovely that. Like, that's my favourite bit. Just sucking on it. Anyway, I should wash my hands. Should I wash my hands? Yeah. Have I got time? No, I'll leave them.
It doesn't matter. I mean, so if someone's just woke up, I know there's people who listen to this podcast at 7:30 in the morning when it comes out, or 7 o'clock on a Friday morning, and respect you if you're listening to it now. But yeah, the last thing you want to know is that my wife's fingers stink of greasy chicken. Morning!
Better than fish.
Fair point.
Anyway, what have you been up to?
I haven't been up to much.
No.
I've just been looking at my diary to see what I've been up to. I've been up to almost nothing.
Had a bit of a boring week. Oh,
really boring week.
My best friend, yeah, Angela, and her husband, Darren, yes, had a baby.
They did have a baby. Congratulations, Angela and Darren. Tiny.
She was beautiful.
Yeah, I held her. She's the smallest baby I've ever held in my life.
She's so little.
Honestly, I could have put her in my wallet. She was tiny.
She was only £5 when she was born. But that's because Robin was £10.
Robin was a baby elephant.
Yeah, massive.
Minging.
Mm-hmm.
He was. I was looking at a photo of him today. He was actually repulsive.
Excuse me?
No, when he first came out, he looked like a fucking pillow. He looked like a fucking bag of marshmallows. It was crazy.
He looked like a mushroom when he came out. Do you remember?
He was
huge. Hard. £10, 11 and a half.
Craziness.
But they told us it was £10.5, didn't they? And that was massive. But then they actually said, oh no, we've completely got it wrong. And he was £10, 11 and a half.
They tell us that after I'd already done the routine about him being £10.5 on the Royal Variety, by the way. So I lied to royalty, thank you, Shields Hospital. Shocking. Making me look like an idiot.
Shocking. So they've had a little girl, which is amazing. Mm. And I've already had the chat. Have I told you this?
No.
So my two best friends in the world, Angela and Steph, have both now got little girls, right? And obviously I've got a little boy, which is wonderful. Three healthy, beautiful kids. It's amazing. But I was very much of the ilk of like, I don't want to be left on my own when I'm older. Oh. So I've already said to them, can I please just be invited to like days out with you and your daughter?
Oh, God.
It's a tragedy.
Are you going to get some new business cards printed? Rosie Ramsey, professional third wheel. That's the saddest thing.
I know, but it makes sense. Like, don't get me wrong. I really want to have a lovely relationship with Robin and I want her to go out for dinners and spa days and everything. But from, you know, my brother doesn't do that with me, mum. You don't do that with your mum. I don't know many men who
I've
spend time with
their
moms. I've been
on a spa day with my mum before.
Have you?
Yeah.
When?
Mother's Day.
When?
One Mother's Day years ago. A few years, probably 6 years ago.
Right.
I took my mum to the Mayonnaise on Newcastle.
Oh, you did, aye?
Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
There we go.
Oh, well, that was nice. Why don't you do that again then?
That was weird.
See? See what I mean? Right? I'm screwed.
It was really nice, actually. It was really nice. I know what you mean. I should knock around with my mum a lot more.
You should.
I see my dad quite a lot because my dad's always doing DIY around here and I'm always standing around having a chat with him. We always stand drinking cups of tea and putting the world to rights. But I should probably see my mum.
You really should.
Guys out there, see your mums more.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because, I'm devastated, me. I'm going to be left in the shadows.
I love that you've formally requested to be.
I've said to them.
Yeah, this
said,
is...
please, I'm just when we're older, can I come?
I'm going to get me wedding dress fitted. This is me mum and this is me mum's friend, Rosie, who comes to all this stuff.
That's going to be me. Honestly, that'll be me.
I've said, Auntie Rosie, I love you, but you can't come to the labour ward when I'm giving birth because it's getting weird now.
Please.
Just
please.
Sitting outside, scratching the door like a fucking dog.
Involve me in female activities, please. I haven't got long left.
And as well, you know, my sister has got two little boys and my brother and his girlfriend have got a little boy as well.
Mm.
There's no girls.
I know.
Screwed. So. Do you remember all them kind? Remember, this is just totally nothing to do with that. But do you remember them things when people said that like, you can't get pregnant doing certain things?
Yeah.
Do you remember them? I heard when I was younger that you couldn't get pregnant if you were stood up.
Right.
or if you are a virgin.
Right.
Which neither of them are true. Neither guys, if you're true. Listening, no. They're not true. Like, you can get pregnant.
Love that. If this was a sitcom, would flash now to the guy who told you that and he's got like 20 kids. He's just gutted.
Somebody once told me and they were lying. So yeah, nothing been happening really.
Nothing much at all. Genuinely boring.
Very boring.
I'm writing my new show again for the recording at the Time Theatre. Mm-hmm. Like I say, that's pretty much sold out. I worked out, you know, it says the back seats, people aren't buying the back seats, right? Because it says limited view.
Mm.
It's only limited view if it's a full production. There won't be a limited view because it's just me in the middle of the stage. It means if there's a full pantomime on, you might not see the house on the top left.
Why don't you tweet that? Instead of wasting valuable airtime on our podcast.
Well, it's always...
explaining utter shite.
I'd just like to show everyone how supportive you are as a wife.
Thank you. Now shut the F up.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
What's your beef?
What's your beef? What's your beef? Beef, 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 beef. I've spoken to my friend Steph, who helped me with the jingle.
Yeah.
And we think we're going to come up with another little jingle of what's your beef.
Great.
So watch this space.
Okay. That's very good. Beef. I'm so glad to be part of that as the Shag Married Annoyed team. That's great. I'm glad that got run past.
Sorry,
past
I didn't tell you.
No, you know, an email would have done, you know.
Hang on, I'll send you one now. Hello, Chris.
I don't know. I'll just turn my watch off. I'll just turn my watch off flight mode.
We're going to do a jingle for What's Your Beef. It's going to cost nothing, just to let you know.
Cool.
Love, Rosie.
Got you.
Your teammate.
Cool. Oh, just got an email there. Oh, it's from you.
Yeah.
I'll get back in a couple of weeks.
Great.
did you get me out of office reply? It says, sorry, I currently am playing with my Apple Watch and I can't call right now. I haven't worked out how to email back on it.
Stop. You go first this week.
Okay. My beef this week is long-running beef.
Mm-hmm.
We, as anyone out there with children will know, if you've got a toddler, young kids, sometimes you sort of play, you play a kind of lie-in tennis with each other. One of you will get up one morning, one you'll get up the next morning, and you'll sort of play it as a team game. When it's my turn to get up, Robin wants to get up, I wake up, I give him a cuddle, we get up, we leave the room, and we leave you in peace to sleep. Rosie, you, when it's your turn to get up with him, you initiate some kind of Guantanamo Bay-style torture on me. He comes in our bed. Mommy, you want to go down? Daddy, you want to go downstairs? Mommy, you want to go downstairs? Oh, Mommy's getting away today, son. 2 minutes, son, 2 minutes. He's rolling all our eyes. He's slapping us and that. He's shouting. You're just asleep, eyes closed, completely ignoring him. The other day, you took to the next level. The other day, you went, come get your toys, Robin. Bring them in our bed. He put a little he went and got his toys, brought them in the bed, because you know that I will get pissed off before you and I'll just end up getting up. Am I right?
Yes.
Bastard. You're a bastard.
Yes. Right.
It's not fair.
No. This all comes down to being able to snooze, right?
I can't snooze.
From a well, I can. Really well. Like, horrible. I'm like deep sleep.
Yeah.
Them 9 minutes, I am flat out.
Horrible.
I swear.
I've seen you before. I've seen you. Trying to start your blooming nine snoozes on your alarm. It creates torture. It's horrible. Honestly, if you're listening now, anyone listening, and you put more than one snooze on your alarm, you're a maniac and you should be put in prison. It's horrendous.
I love it, mate. I mean, I did once know a girl. We worked with a girl in a band and we were all sharing a caravan together. And we would have to, like, she'd snored as well.
Mm.
So she'd have to sleep in, like, the big sitting room on the pull-out bed.
Yeah.
We'd be in the bedrooms. Our snooze would go off that much that one of us would have to get up to turn it off and wake her up because she slept through it that much.
Well, I've just remembered two stories on this.
What?
First one, I was staying in a hotel in London and it was one of them rooms with a joining door.
Mm.
Although I wasn't with anyone, so it was just like, I put stuff up against it and made sure someone didn't walk in the middle of the night. Terrifying. Like a cupboard to a person. in the morning, I must have been woke up at about 6 o'clock, 6:30 on a Saturday by a phone alarm just going off.
Oh,
and like, it was right next to the door, so it was just coming through the crack of the door. And I was braying on the door and I couldn't. And I phoned up reception and I was like, look, this person's alarm's going off next door. I think they might be dead. And reception were like terrified and someone came up and I opened my door and I looked out and this guy was like standing like really scared knocking on the door and no one was answering. And then he opened it with his key. It was just some twat. It was just a really sound
Shut
sleeper.
Up.
And they put their phone alarm right next to my door.
What?
I was devastated. But I was literally like, I think I found a dead body. Like, this is terrifying.
Mm.
Second time it happened.
Sound asleep.
Just sound. Yeah, shit. If you sleep through your alarm, you're a piece of shit as well, if you're listening, by the way. Carl Hutchinson.
Wow.
You're all getting done today. You're all getting dealt with. Carl Hutchinson, who I used to live with, he used to come in drunk on a night and put his podcasts on, right? He didn't have a podcast of this caliber at the time. He was listening to something else rubbish. And what he used to do is, he used to have it on blaring, like just, you know, he has to go to sleep to a podcast. He can't just go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to watch something or go, whatever. And the amount of times I'd wake up in the middle of the night and I could just hear his podcast blaring. And once I knocked on his wall, nothing. I knocked on the door, nothing. I opened his door and I went into his room and I had a hold of his leg and I'm shaking him going, Carl, Carl. He wouldn't get up. I leant over his sleeping body, turned his phone off. Next morning, I just heard him going off it because he was late for work. He was a teacher at the time.
Oh, because his alarm didn't go off.
Because I turned his phone off. He got up at like 10 o'clock. He was like, oh God, what's happened?
But that's right. Okay.
That's fucking right.
How do people not have a natural alarm?
Yeah. If I've got to be up at 8 o'clock in the morning, you won't catch a sleeping alarm.
You'll be up. This is the thing. That's just, it's so, what's the word? Like, inappropriate.
Lazy.
It's not the right word anyway.
No, inappropriate's not the word. Pig-headed.
Yes, that's what
it is. Pig-headed.
Pig-headed.
On them books that I sometimes listen to when I go on holiday that I read, that I buy in the airport, the Jack Reacher ones.
Mm.
They did the films with Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
He's got amazing things. He used to be in the army. And he says this thing where you go to sleep and he'd be like, I set the alarm in my head for 6 a.m. And he closes his eyes, he breathes in, he breathes out, and then he's asleep. And then he wakes up at 6 a.m. on the dot.
For real?
I don't know if it's a real thing, but I'd love to learn it.
Should we try it tomorrow?
No.
Well, great.
Imagine mastering it in one night. Do you know what? I've got an Apple Watch. It'll probably do that for us.
Oh, are you wearing that for bed? Can we stop talking about the watch?
I'm going to put it around my dick.
Wouldn't fall off.
I need to get a smaller strap off the internet. Might get an elastic band.
Okay. My current beef with
current
you.
Current beef.
Is that... At the minute, you keep walking around the house and spotting things that need to be done and saying things like, Rosie, when are we putting these clothes away in Robin's room? Or when are we changing the sheets? But you know full well that you don't do either of those things.
Yeah.
So I don't know why you're saying it and putting we in. I kind of think you're gaslighting us, but I'm aware of it. So it's confusing and it's... not nice at the same time. So you say, when are we putting them clothes away? But really what you mean is, when are you putting them clothes away? And when are we changing the sheets on the bed? When are you changing the sheets on the bed, Rosie? Do you know you're doing this?
Right, yeah, I know I'm doing it. Two things. First of all, I just feel like I'm part of the team. Mm. If I'm reminding you to do it and I'm spurring you on to do it, I feel like I'm kind of like... Mickey and you're Rocky. I'm like your trainer.
Great.
And I'm like, you're a wrecking machine. And you can put them away and I can just like get you to chase a chicken round outside and then pick its carcass dry. I feel that it sounds better than when are you going to do that?
But I know, but this, yeah. It might sound better. Uh-huh. I know what you mean.
It means the same thing. Yeah. Well, maybe I'm just softening the blow. Yeah.
Maybe secondly, you should stop being such a wanker.
Well, secondly, can I just say...
Do it yourself.
Yeah. No, secondly, the day you found out what gaslighting was is the worst day of my life. You don't really know what it means still. Get off your computer. Get off.
I'm just getting the thing.
You don't really know what it means still. And every single thing that happens around the house, you claim I'm gaslighting you. And it's really irritating. And do you know what? Claiming I'm constantly gaslighting you is a form of gaslighting.
Right, okay. Here we go. Right. Gaslighting. Right. Manipulate someone by psychological means, doubting their own sanity. That's what you do.
That's what you do.
Hang on.
Just all of that. That blanket umbrella covers everything you do.
Gaslighting is a form of psychological manipulation that seeks to sow seeds of doubt in a targeted individual. Oh, when are we going to do this? I don't know. We've never done this before. Am I doing something wrong? Right?
That, right. First of all,
question their own memory. Rosie, weren't we going to do this?
This is bollocks. This is utter bollocks.
Using persistent denial, misdirection, contradiction, and lying It attempts to destabilise the victim and delegitimise the victim's belief. That's you, mate. You've been gaslighting me for years.
That's you, mate. First of all, can I just say as well, before I heard that, I thought gaslighting was just when you farted under the duvet and pushed someone's head under.
That's cupcake.
It's Dutch ovening.
Oh, yeah.
Boom.
Anyway, so I just want to finish it there, really, and just say, would you please just say, are you changing the sheets?
Yeah.
You know, that's another one. What time are we making tea? You've never made tea in your whole fucking life.
What did I make for you today for lunch?
Oh, you made us a chicken salad and I nearly shit my pants because I've never seen you make us a lunch in your the whole time we've been together.
So, I make spaghetti bolognese. I always make spaghetti bolognese.
Right, you've made it like
I've made lasagna
times.
Before.
Before? We've been together 7 years. Once? You've made it once? Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public. I like pubs.
As always, I like pubs. As always. God, I can't remember the last time I went to a pub.
Neither can I.
Bloody hell. As always, guys, absolutely love you getting in touch. Please keep emailing in, shagmarriedroid@gmail.com. And so, you know what? Something we haven't said for a while.
What?
On iTunes and stuff, and all your little podcast apps, rate and subscribe, guys.
Apparently this is a thing. Rate and subscribe.
Please rate. So click the little 5 stars, obviously 5. Don't bother with 4, 3, or 1. Don't you dare. If you press 1, don't you dare.
We don't want to know. We don't want to know.
Furious.
Keep it to your fucking self.
Turn it off. Yeah, please rate, please subscribe. That would be lovely. But also email and get in touch because we love hearing from you because it makes up the bulk of the podcast.
Yes. I think as well when you subscribe, especially on iTunes, it makes it easier to download.
Yeah, well, I subscribed and I've got it every
That's
morning.
That's what we found, haven't we?
Yeah, every morning it comes out, I've just got it straight away.
Good stuff. Admin out the way.
Yeah.
Let's crack on. Dear Rosie and Chris, my partner's dad recently shared this story about when he was a baby. He was being held on his mum's lap with his nappy off when his dad spotted he was doing a poo.
Yes.
With lightning reflexes, his dad finished his tea he was drinking and caught the poo in his mug. Hooray.
Good God.
To this day, his dad likes to tell his visitors this story when they're having a brew, but won't tell them which mug it was in, little tinker. So our question is, what's your most embarrassing story that your parents have
Jesus
about you?
Christ.
From tired new parents, Maddie and Matt. Just how old is that? How old do you keep mugs for?
I mean, if you kept it after that,
it's a long time,
I would throw it away immediately. But yeah, doesn't tell them what mug. What a legend.
Very
I love
funny.
That. I love that he finished the tea. Do you know what I mean?
No, he'd finished his tea.
No, it said with lightning reflexes, he quickly. You said he quickly
finished
his tea.
Oh, yeah,
he
finished his tea.
I wouldn't imagine it was a full boiling hot cup. screaming. Mouth just pissing her blood. Blistered. Oh, this! I'm suffering from my heart. This will make a fantastic anecdote one day.
my sister, Kate, constantly brings up something to me.
Right.
So
oh, I've just got myself comfortable in the chair.
I don't know if you know this.
God, I love it even better now.
When I was younger,
Yeah.
I don't know why, right? I must have been about 6 or 7.
Yeah.
But I used to wipe me bum on the family, like, hand towel in the bathroom.
Oh, that is manky. That's disgusting.
And Kate caught us a couple of times and told me mum. So my mum was like, Rosie, stop wiping your bum.
Why were you doing that? Honestly, you animal?
I don't
marking
know.
Marking your territory?
I don't know why I would do it.
Couple of questions, right? Were you leaning up and just doing it as it was on the reel or the hook? Were you taking off and using it like toilet paper? Or were you holding one end at the front, one at the back and like flossing the from back to front?
I can remember it. It used to live on the bath, on the side of the bath, next to the toilet. And I just used to wipe my bum like
That's
it was toilet roll.
So bad. That is honestly did they find out straight away or did your dad go for a wash?
I don't know. I can't remember how long. That's I think I was doing it for quite a while.
Oh,
and Kate caught as well.
Feral little minger.
No.
Oh.
It's awful, isn't it? I was horrible kid, mate.
Hold on. Is that the marks on our toes?
It's the pattern. It's the pattern.
That bath mat. That bath mat the other day got up and walked itself to the washing machine. When our bath mat was dry, Pickle was it's like a rye vita. Snap it.
Oh gosh. You horror.
Okay, I've got one. My mum brings this up quite a lot.
Okay.
So not as disgusting as yours. Shows how much of a pure child I was, basically. I got a Bible stories book for it might have been birthday or maybe Easter, I think.
Okay.
Just a little Bible stories book. And we were somewhere like in the shops or something. With my mum.
Yeah.
And we're talking to our friend in the shop. And our friend said, what are you going to do tonight? Are you going to go home? Are you going to play out? Are you going to play in the garden or whatever?
Mm.
And I went, no, I'm just going to go sit in my bedroom and read my Bible.
Can I just tell you, we wouldn't have got on. As kids. Can you imagine?
But I don't think I did read my Bible, but I think I thought like the idea of going and reading my Bible was like really good. But this woman was like, Oh, lovely. That's very nice. My mum was like, you're not going to, don't stop lying. You're not going to read your Bible.
Do you know what the tragedy, I'm laughing, but I grew up really Catholic. Mm. So we did read a Bible before bed.
Yeah, I did it by choice, bitch.
Yeah. I was rebelling, mate.
Oh, you were rebelling, all right. The hand towels for the victims. Again, me mate Carl Hutchinson, he's got one of these that we talk about all the time when we're on tour. He was in the shops with his mum. He was in the big Asda at Bolden when he was little. And I remember a name of how many times he's told us the story.
Okay.
Bumped into his mum's friend, Lynn.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, Lynn needs a talk now because her pat is lifting. Because she just asked Carl, 6-year-old Carl, what his favourite kind of sandwich was.
Right.
Which is shit patter, like she deserved what she got. Because so Lynn, the story goes that Lynn went, what's your favourite kind of sandwich? And Carl said, poo and wee. Right? And apparently Carl's mum was like, Carl, sorry Lynn, right? But my favourite bit of the story is, Carl got home later on, and it's just the way his dad said it, Carl got home. And obviously the mum had told the dad, and his dad was like, right, we need to have a word, me and you, eh? But what you said at the shops to Lynn, and this is what got us, poor Lynn, right? And it was like, poor Lynn, as if Lynn's like shell-shocked, as if like Lynn heard it and now she's in like, you know, like an old sort of like 20s-style straitjacket in a padded room, just like...
A poo and wee sandwich!
Like crying her eyes out like her life fell apart after she heard it.
It wouldn't even stay together. Babadoo, 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 ba. Another one here. Me and my partner recently bought some made-to-measure blinds online. When they got delivered, we realised we didn't have a power drill to put them up. We couldn't be arsed to drive over to my mum and dad's, who live 7 minutes away.
Wow.
So we just glued them up with super glue.
Shut up.
The same thing happened when I bought a fancy new light shade and the fitting wasn't right. So I just glued it on. Now we can't turn the big light on though because the glue might melt. Luckily we've got a big lamp. That's good to know. I was just wondering, what is the laziest DIY you two have done around the house? Thanks, Luke and Jamie.
Wow.
It's great.
How can you super glue blind? How good is your super glue?
They are not going to last up them blinds.
I mean, you're going to try and open them once and they're going to come off the wall.
Yeah.
Super glue.
What? Who? Would your brain even go to just super gluing something up? Would it?
I mean, super glue comes in tiny little a blind. How much super glue do you have? You have a bucket of it. You know, just the tiny...
They're really little.
Eyedrop bottle.
What? Have they just dotted it a couple of dots along the thing? I don't know how that works.
Tell you what, you want to give with the name of that super glue because that sounds amazing.
The laziest DIY.
I mean, I've still got... I was sitting in my office the other day and I moved the shelves. I put shelves up and I painted the whole room.
Mm.
And then I moved the shelves. Honestly, 6 months ago, and there's still a massive patch of wall that is the same colour as it was before the shelf was there, and the holes are all still there.
Oh, so you just need to fill them in?
No, I've filled them in, but I've left the polyfiller, like, just lumps of it. It looks like someone's spunked all over the wall. There's, like, ooh, massive lumps of polyfiller.
That's my favourite look.
That's my laziest thing I do. I go, I'll fill that hole in, I fill the hole in, and then I never sand it down.
I've noticed, yeah.
And I never paint it. Yeah. There's one behind you.
I know. It's great.
There's one in the wall.
It's there. Literally there. I look at that all the time. It makes us really sad. But I tried to sand it once and then it went black because there was something on the sandpaper.
Yeah.
So I've give up.
So we're both shite.
Well, no, I'm crap at DIY. I don't even try. I'm terrible at DIY. You are getting better though. I mean, that's brilliant. That
super
Luke and Jamie.
Amazing. But that big light as well. You turned that. Was a big lampshade, a fancy new light shade. The fitting wasn't right, so I glued it on. What the hell's going on in this house?
They're scared to put it on because the glue will melt it.
Don't melt it. They turn the light on, they'll get off their tits, they'll be high as kites.
Wow.
I just love it. I'm popping out, you know, after the kids. I've glued them down. Take the dog for a walk, I've glued it to the treadmill.
It's coaster's good and it's glued to the table. Yeah. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo. Got a short one here. Short and to the point. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Have you ever had sex on a plane?
Have you ever had sex on a plane?
Now, no.
I thought you were going to say yes. I was going to be like, what?
No. No, I've never had sex on a plane.
Uh-huh.
Have you had sex on a plane?
No.
And never. I don't believe anyone ever has.
Really?
In my opinion, unless it's Floyd Mayweather on a private jet or someone on a private jet, I think on a commercial airliner, I don't think anyone has ever had sex
on a plane. I beg to differ.
Nah.
I reckon they have.
I think everyone's lying.
Do you?
I think only people with private jets have done it. If you have had sex on a plane, if you've joined the Mile High Club, email shagmarriedannoyed.com.
Yeah, we want to know.
And we'll chat about that next week.
How is it even possible? Like, I've tried... I remember when Robin was a baby.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to change a baby's nappy in a plane? Toilet.
Mate.
It's horrendous.
Blowing your nose is bad enough. Your elbow on each wall.
I know.
It's craziness.
You couldn't have sex on a plane.
Not just that. You know, on the plane door, on the toilet door,
mm-hmm.
You know, the little silver thing that says vacant or engaged?
Yeah.
Lift that up like a letterbox and you can unlock it from outside.
Oh, really?
It doesn't ever lock.
Okay.
I've seen them do it.
Right.
So they'll be straight in.
I know. And you couldn't make any noise.
It would
be
anything.
Like pure silent sex.
It'd be the worst. Gosh. Standing up, like having sex in a phone box.
Smaller than a phone box.
And that smell from the manky food that they make. It's not an aphrodisiac, is it?
No. And then imagine if you put your foot on the flush, it'd be like...
Fucking soul comes out your arse.
I don't think I would find it nice. No, not my cup of tea.
No.
Never. Let me know if you have, though.
I'd love to know if someone
how
had,
you've
please.
Done, what position you've done.
Yeah. Let me know the ins and outs.
Literally.
Here all week.
Yeah.
There.
Easy. There. Jet.
There. Oh.
Got any?
Nah.
No. Brit, in ya?
Oh, God, these are so bad.
Brit, in ya, airways?
Had sex in the air, have you? Etihad. You had. Etihad. Oh, God, I think I'm on my period.
Stop.
Oh.
Babadoo, 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 bah. Hello, Chris and Rosie. This needs to be anonymous as my wife listens.
We're going to get you in trouble, mate.
Okay. My wife has some beautiful cousins, and one in particular I've always got on really well with. We flirt, and we have always been close. She has a boyfriend and two kids, just like me and my wife. I've always had a thing for her and sometimes think she has something for me.
feels sick.
Rank. Anyway, one day she asked me to take a look at her laptop as she said it was broken. I took a look and I couldn't see anything wrong with it. But what I did see was a picture of her topless on there. Now, I can't help wondering if she knew it was on there and she wanted me to see it and she had decent breasts and I can't stop thinking about them and what do I do now? Please help. Keep this anonymous as my balls are on the line.
Decent breasts is the worst compliment. That is abysmal. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I didn't even think decent.
Imagine.
Do you like my breasts?
They're decent.
Imagine. Tinder. Blonde. 5 foot. Decent breasts.
Decent breasts. C+. That's not the size. That's the score. That's the score they got on a recent exam. Middle of the road. Very much an average breast. Decent breasts. You pig.
Can we go back to the fact that he's an absolute scumbag?
Yeah. I mean, mate, I mean, we don't want to, you know, dig you out here, but we're going to. Can I just say you read it in the wrong accent as well, Rosie?
Okay, what was the accent?
It should have been my wife has some beautiful cousins. And one particular I always got on really well with. And we flirt. And we're always being close. And see her at the barbecue. And by dang it, she got some decent hooters on her.
Oh, yes. She asked me.
What the fuck was that? He went Irish there. He went Northern Irish.
Anyway.
Go on, try. That's funny.
Hang on.
Try the accent.
Anyway, one day she asked me to take a look at her laptop and she said it was broken. I took a look and I couldn't see anything wrong with it. But what I did see was a picture of her topless on there. Now, I can't help but wondering if she knew it was on there and wanted me to see it as she had decent breasts.
And dagnabbit, I can't stop thinking about the sheer decentness of those breasticles. Mate, I mean... She's your wife, right? Oh. My wife has some beautiful cousins. Is a horrible. That is the worst start to any correspondence I've ever received in my life. My wife has some beautiful cousins. You should be ashamed of you. If this was my email, if I read the emails, I'd be naming you now, son.
It's the worst thing I've ever read.
My wife has some beautiful cousins, and one in particular.
But the rest of them look like absolute.
I want to congratulate your wife on a gene pool. I've always got well with her. Stop flirting with your wife's cousins.
I know.
Guys.
Just stop. I'm not even. This, like, what should you do now? Just get over yourself. She's put that picture on there. You weren't meant to see it. And fuck off, creep.
Rosie does private counselling sessions as well. By the way, if you want to get in touch, delicate. She's got a very delicate touch. Can I just say I've got a copy of the email now and I'm reading it and I'm scrutinising it. I love that. One day she asked me to take a look at her laptop as she said it was broken. I had a look and I couldn't see anything wrong with it, but what I did see was a picture of her topless. Imagine that was the desktop background. And he isn't picking up on the signal. It's fucking stretched as well. It's got like widescreen. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I would like your opinion on unintentional family secrets. Oh, we're getting juicy
here. Love it.
Let me set the scene. My now husband, love that phrase. My now husband has the worst habit ever of picking his toenails. Picking the fluff/toe meat, that's the worst thing I've ever read in my life, out from under them, as well as picking the actual nails off while we watch TV. Around 8 years ago, when I still lived at home, we had a takeaway. As normal, he started picking his nails. Thought he was being polite by putting them on his leftovers plate to put in the bin. This is disgusting. It says now husband, so she married him after all this.
Yep, yep.
We tidied up before bed and put the plates on the side. He went to get a fresh bin bag so the house didn't stink of his crispy shredded beef. Is that another name for his toenails?
Who knows?
Crispy shredded beef all night, and on his return, found my mam scoffing all his leftovers. Toenails included.
Oh my gosh.
Oh! My question is, do we ever tell her, please keep me anonymous as she listens to this? Wow.
You can't tell her that.
Well, I mean, if she listens to this, it's not going to take long to put two and two together.
But what if she's not known? What if the nails have been like in amongst the stuff?
How did you not notice? I mean, how crispy do you want that shredded beef?
Gristly. Gristly.
I chewed it for days, Maureen. Days.
Oh. No, you can't ever. Don't ever tell her that, please. Because
yeah, don't tell her that.
There's just ever. No need. And stop, for the love of God.
What the hell is wrong with
picking
him?
Your nails and putting them on your plate.
Dude, have a bath. Get a toenail brush. Clean them in the bath.
Use a pair of scissors.
Get out and use a pair of scissors or a little pair of clippers and get rid. What the hell's wrong with you, you absolute animal? Good Lord.
Shocking.
I bet his fingers constantly smell like tangy cheese Doritos.
Probably.
Lifting.
I mean, I only wipe my ass on a towel, but there's not wrong with that.
I mean, how dare we talk? Literally, how dare we talk? Depending on what you listen to, you're wiping your ass on towels and I'm having a shit and jumping straight in the shower. Spraying my ass like an elephant. What's going on? How dare we? Hey, mate, enjoy picking your toenails.
You know
why
what?
Not?
Yeah. I bet it tastes quite nice, that meat underneath.
How bad is your Chinese takeaway, your local Chinese takeaway, that poor lady didn't know she was eating fucking toenails, please? Good God.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for Celebrity Question of the Week, and this is from the fantastically funny Ramesh Ranganathan.
Hello, Chris. Hello, Rosie. Sorry for the sound quality. This I'm at a farm park. I hope you're well. This is my problem. We're going on holiday in a couple of months' time, and my wife has been talking about how much she's been looking forward to the holiday to another couple, and now they're talking about coming. And I don't know what your opinion of that is, but I think it puts both the holiday and the friendship into jeopardy. So I want to know what to do. I mean, if they listen to this podcast, this problem's over. But please, can you help? Because at the moment, we're staring down the barrel of a ruined holiday and the end of a friendship. And, well, one of those, I wouldn't mind. But let me know.
Great question.
He's the boy, isn't he? It's an amazing question.
What's a farm park?
I don't know, but whatever it is, he manages to sound miserable at it.
Sounds great.
Classic Rom.
I'd love to go to a farm park.
Farm park, yeah.
So, holidays with friends.
Well, yeah. I mean, what I got there was that they were just basically hijacking the holidays. That doesn't sound to me like she has invited them, that his wife's invited them.
No,
that
they've just to wanted like, to come.
Yeah, they've said, she said, we're going to this amazing holiday. And they went, oh, we should come to that.
Mm.
Oh.
I know.
If Ramesh's wife and Ramesh don't actually want them to go, that is so rude and so irritating.
Well, they need to just say no.
I mean, really? I'll be honest with you, knowing Ramesh, it's probably just him. I think his wife's probably absolutely fine with it. I think it's probably him.
He's a bit miserable, is he?
I just think he doesn't want them to go. I'd be the same, do you know what I mean? Like,
it's one of them hard things, isn't it? Where, like, remember we went to our friend's wedding
in Italy.
All our friends were there. It was lovely. We took Robin and he was at he was at the worst age ever. And we brought my mum as well to help, but it was just a nightmare.
We
shouldn't have took him.
He was that bad at the age that we took him, and then being in the resort and being with Robin, when at the moments when we had to leave Robin with your mum to go to the wedding things, I just felt so bad that I was leaving her on her own rather than me and you having him, because it was that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone being there, I felt like we full on missed out on how fun. Everyone had like the best time ever, and we were fucking miserable.
It's like one of my big, if I could go back in time, I'd be like, we'll just go for a couple of days.
We should have went for 3 days. We should have went for 3 days, got destroyed. But I could probably count on one hand the amount of people I would be happy if they had turned around and said, oh, you know that holiday? We're coming at exactly the same time that holiday you're going on.
Yeah, same.
Literally, like, there's a very small amount of people I'd be happy with that for.
But people like different kind of holidays.
Yeah.
We are very much, we just like to sit by the pool and do nothing. Uh-huh. But some people love just, like, exploring and going on bus rides and that, and you just...
We're going to go and walk around the old town.
Oh, the cathedral. We've got day tickets off Groupon.
People are always walking around the old town. It's the old town for a reason. Get to the new town. But you don't even get 4G.
No, I'm totally with you.
Honestly.
Unless I'm having a little sangria at every other bar.
Yeah.
I'm Irish.
Oh, hey, don't get us wrong. I go on a bar crawl around the old town.
Yeah.
Not a problem at all.
Yeah. Just not going to go look around the old town in 27 degrees heat.
Yeah. I don't know. Rom, I don't know what to tell you, mate. I mean, hopefully listen to this podcast, like you're saying, and it'll be done. But I don't know. Maybe tell them you've cancelled the holiday. That'll be good. Just say, oh, cancel it. Oh, I've got work. Yes, see, you've got work or a tour and you've had to cancel it.
But then this is when social media absolutely Fs up your life. Because you can't get away with lying about going about anything because everyone knows where you are all the time.
Yeah. Plus, actually, I've just thought if they go, we've cancelled it, and they go, oh, well, we're still going.
We're still
going
to go.
Oh.
see you there.
You turn up. Thought you cancelled it. No, I thought you cancelled it.
Gaslighting.
Yeah, just gas. Get there and just gaslight them until they piss off home.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
That's it. Episode 16 over and done. Thank you again for listening. Next week's will be episode 17.
You always say episode 16 or whatever, over and done, like we've just finished a really hard workout. You're always like, right, that's it, we've got there, guys.
It's intense.
It is pretty intense.
We record this for like an hour and a half. It gets edited down to about, 30 to 40 minutes, but the actual recording of it, guys, is really intense.
Guys, just think, I've been staring at that chicken carcass for so long, I actually feel ill now. But thank you so much for listening. ShagMarionaud@gmail.com if you want to get in touch. And rate and subscribe on your podcast apps.
Yes, please.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.